Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable gardening with raised beds. Raised beds can be a great way to grow vegetables. They provide you with complete control of the soil and make access and maintenance a lot easier. Gardening with raised beds is not a new concept, and it's easy to do. Construct a frame for your raised bed using bricks, concrete blocks, recycled plastic, or any non-toxic wood. But you don't need to be handy. There are also many kits available. Most beds are 3 to 4 feet wide, but they can range from a few inches to a couple of feet high. Raised beds allow you to mix your own soil, possibly reducing pests and allowing for larger harvests. Why wait? Start your raised beds today. You can be enjoying your own homegrown vegetables before you know it. For more information about raised beds, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, community gardens. A community garden is just what it sounds like, a space that many people share. Everyone helps maintain it, and everyone reaps their rewards. There are lots of reasons to start or get involved in a community garden. You can grow fresh fruit and vegetables and beautiful flowers, getting exercise in the process. Community gardens can be a great experience for kids who will learn about plants and insects and enjoy being outdoors. There are two main types of community gardens, those with individual plots and those with a common space. The benefits of community gardens go beyond what's grown in them. You can even clean up vacant lots to create pocket parks. Community gardens are a wonderful way to meet your neighbors, and best of all, they're fun. For more information about community gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, muley grass. Ornamental grasses are quickly becoming popular in landscapes today. In Florida, we have a tough yet beautiful native grass called muley grass that can work great in any landscape. Muley grass is a perennial ornamental grass that is drought-tolerant, salt-tolerant, and easy to grow. It performs best in sunny areas with well-drained soil, producing clumps that can reach 4 to 6 feet tall and up to 3 feet wide when mature. In the fall, muley grass produces fluffy flower stalks in reds and pinks that give it a distinctive and attractive appearance. Plant muley grass as a border or use it in mass plantings for a beautiful drift-like effect. Ask for muley grass at your local garden center or wherever you purchase your plants. For more information about muley grass, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using turf wisely. A lush lawn can be an appealing element in the home landscape and provides many important benefits to our urban settings. However, it's important to use turf wisely. Maintaining a lawn in prime condition requires mowing, fertilizing, irrigation, and pest management. Consider using mulched beds accented by a smaller amount of turf grass to reduce the maintenance. Make sure you choose a grass that is suited to your soil type and amount of sunlight, and that matches the amount of work you want to put into your lawn. Turf grass typically won't thrive in heavy shade, so consider using ground covers or mulch in those areas instead. So use turf grass where it makes sense, and you'll be conserving resources and contributing to a better environment. For more information about turf grass, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sunflowers. Many Florida gardeners enjoy growing sunflowers, and there are dozens of varieties to choose from. Sunflower seeds are used for oil, birdseed, and snacks. And of course, the flowers are gorgeous. Sunflowers grow rapidly, and some species can reach a height of 8 feet or more if conditions are right. There are dwarf varieties and a wide range of colors and flower styles to choose from. Sunflowers will tolerate many different soil types and do best in sunny locations. Plant your sunflower seeds during the warm months and keep in mind that you may need to stake the taller varieties. Watch as these cheerful beauties thrive in your yard, and when the time is right, cut some for an indoor bouquet. For more information about sunflowers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.